to be able to understand Qalbi Saleem, we need to understand the most wonderful, the most perfect of human beings, by extension, the one with the most perfect Qalb al-Saleem, the whole heart. See, in Rabi'ul Awwal, in the year of the elephant, or April the 25th, 570 of the Christian year, a child was born in Mecca, the child who 40 years later made a turning point in the history of humankind by accomplishing his mission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, through his rahmah, sent this man, because after the neglect once more of the message of the Creator, there needed someone, a rejuvenator of the essence of Tawheed, or the essence of the knowledge of one's Creator, or by extension, one who would teach humankind to reach their full potential. And the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you but as a mercy to all the nations. He was known as Al-Amin, the trustworthy, amongst the Arabs of an age which was literally an age of ignorance. It was an era where the fittest won the race, where the poor, where the ones who were less fortunate, were always abandoned. He descended from a pure and noble family. He was assigned messenger of Allah, and he did it so wonderfully. If we look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about him, he tells him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed, you possess the greatest of characters, the best of characters. It was that rahmah, it was that softness, that leniency, that facilitated the transformation of other hearts into Qalbi Saleem, so that the foundation of the monotheism of the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be first firmly established. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لُنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَى غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبَ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It is by Allah's mercy that you are gentle to them. Had you been harsh, look at what Allah says, had you been harsh, had you been hard-hearted, they would have run away from around you, they would have scattered from around you. And he shows that the first sign of Qalb Saleem is the softness of heart. He was so determined to accomplish this mission of being able to convert hearts into Qalb Saleem, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, he follows what Allah says. He says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتُ. Be steadfast just as you have been commanded. And then he brings about these soft hearts together from all these diverse, separated tribes. And this combination, this accumulation, this jama'ah of Qalb Saleem is known as an ummah. And you know what this ummah is told? It's called wa'tasimu bihablillahi jamia. Hold fast, all of you together, to the cable of Allah. Wa la tafarraku, do not separate. Wa adhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum idh kuntum a'daa falifa bayna qulubikum fasbahtum bina'matihi ikhwana. And remember Allah's favor upon you, how you were enemies, how you made friendship between your hearts, so then you became as brothers by His grace. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. Look what happened. You were so different. Look how you came together. This is Surah Al-Imran, ayah 103. What brought you together? It was the hearts. And His call for unity, we're seeing what He says. Look what He said. He says, Al-Muslimu akhwa al-Muslim, wal-Muslimun ikhwa. He says, Yad wahidatan ala man sawahim. A Muslim is a brother to another Muslim, and Muslims all together are brethren. They constitute a single hand against those who are not with them. So amazing. Qalb Saleem, those without Qalb Saleem, they constitute as being able to convert their hearts to Qalb Saleem as well, to whole hearts. And then look what he says. What is the most important thing? And this is an ayah that I absolutely adore. It's absolutely wonderful. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. O people, we have created you from one man and one woman, and we have made you into tribes and communities so that you may recognize each other. But the most honored of you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the most God-conscious. Look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. In the same way, he says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ وَاحِدٌ and your Rabb is one. وَإِنَّ أَبَاكُمْ وَاحِدٌ and your father is one. كُلُّكُمْ لِآدَمَ وَآدَمَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ You're all created from Adam. And Adam is from dust. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ The most honored of you is the one who is God-conscious. لَيْسَ لِعَرَبِي عَلَىٰ عَجَبٍ An Arab does not have any priority over a non-Arab إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى except by God consciousness. Apps. And so with all this in mind, I'd like to spend a few days now looking at the various aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will never be able to do it justice, for this man is just so awesome. So absolutely amazing. I'm sure that if I were to study his life for many, many lives, I would still not be able to comprehend even a fraction of the most wonderful aspects of this Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy to the worlds.